Hey, really horny, and I was listening to a few audios and then watched a few porns, and I came across one of my favorite videos and kind of inspired me to do this recording. So I hope you enjoy. So I'm home alone. I'm about to do my yoga. Have it all set up in the living room with my mat. I'm dressed in my yoga pants, a tank top, no bra, and I'm getting some water out of the kitchen. And as I wash my hands in the sink, my ring goes down the drain, and I frantically stick my hand in the drain to try to get the ring out, and my hand gets stuck in the drain. And I'm really pissed. I'm pissed. I keep reaching around in the drain. I can feel the ring with my finger, but can't really grasp it. So I kind of twist my hand a little, and guess what? I'm stuck. So I try twisting it and try to get out and just try leaning back to yank it out, and nothing's working. I reach into the drawer and try to get a spoon. Maybe I can use it to kind of help me put pressure so I can release my hand, and no luck. And my phone is in the other room. I'm fucked. So I'm not sure what I'm gonna do, and I'm trying to remain calm and 5 minutes goes by and I'm upset and really not sure what I'm gonna do. I've tried wiggling my arm and my hand and pulling on it, pushing it in and pulling it, and nothing's working. And just then, the door opens, and my baby boy is home. And he comes up behind me and gives me a hug. And I try to turn around, and then he realizes something wrong. I tell him, yep, I'm stuck. My hand is stuck in the drain. And he's like upset. He's like, are you okay? Are you bleeding or anything? I'm like, no, I'm not hurt. Just my ring fell off, and I went to try to grab it, and now I'm stuck like this. I've been here for a few minutes. At that point, it's probably been like 10 minutes. And I told him I'm glad he was here because I didn't know what I was going to do. I don't have my phone with me. It's in the other room. And he said, don't worry about it. I'll help you. So he kind of positioned himself behind me and started pulling me back. So he put his hands on my hips. And he was pulling, or trying to. And it didn't really work, and I told him that he's really gonna have to wrap his arm around me and really try to yank on me to loosen my wrist. And he said, okay. So he had to position himself press hard against me and wrapped his arms around me and started yanking me back. And my ass was banging into him and pressing into him. It was like a back and forth, back and forth. We started grunting a little. And I told him to stop, that it wasn't working. And he said, "Are you okay? Is your hand okay?" I'd say, "Yeah." I told him he's gonna have to pull harder, do something. So he stood behind me again and kind of bent at the knees. And he told me to kind of push back on him. And he started pulling around my waist, my stomach, my hips. And he started grunting as he was pulling me back. By that point, he was pulling on my shirt to get some leverage. And we had a little rhythm going back and forth. And he started pulling my shirt, and my right breast popped out. He quickly tried to cover me up and apologize, and I told him, "Don't worry about it. Just get me out of this situation." So he went back to pulling on me, and he told me maybe I should put one of my legs up so I can kind of push against the counter. Maybe that'll help. Like me pushing off and him pulling, maybe it'll get my hand loose. So he got back into that. That back and forth motion. I started feeling his cock. I got so excited. I told them, "Baby boy, pull harder. Pull harder, baby boy." And he was using all his might. He's so strong. He was just yanking on me, pulling me back onto his body, into his big bulge. I could feel how hard he was. It made me grind into him. So we were pulling back and forth, and I was grinding into him. Oh, fuck, it felt so good. And he kept pulling on my shirt. My breasts were both exposed, but I didn't care. I just wanted to be out of the situation. I finally told him to stop. He was getting really frustrated. I said, "Why don't you go into my bedroom and get the baby oil? It's in the nightstand. Maybe the oil will loosen my hand." So he ran to go get it, and I looked down, and my nipples were really hard, and I could feel my pussy was wet. He came back, and I told him, to pour the baby oil on my hand. Hopefully that'll loosen it up. So you pour it up on my hand and my arm. And as he was spraying it down and pouring it, he got some on my arm. And then he kind of stood behind me and started squirting the baby oil on my back and on my ass, all over my yoga pants and all over my tank top and on my breasts and my chest. I was so pissed. He was making a huge mess. I told him to stop doing this. We have to get my hand out of this sink. So he helped me try to move my hand and no go. It was stuck. It still wasn't coming out. And now I'm covered in baby oil. I told him, let's try the pulling again. And he got behind me and he told me he didn't want to get all messy with the oil, so he took off his shirt. Baby boy, what are you doing? And then he dropped his shorts and he didn't have any underwear on. And I saw his cock. I said, no. What are you doing? He said, it'll be easier to help me, loosen me up. And he got behind me. Oh, fuck. He put his cock between my cheeks and just started rubbing up and down my cheeks with his cock. I said, no, we can't. No, we can't do this. He said, it's okay. Doesn't it feel good? I said, yes, it feels good, but we shouldn't do this. Oh, he kept rubbing his cock into my ass. My cheeks. Oh, my cheeks. Oh, it felt so good. And he pulled my shirt off completely. Oh, he was massaging my breasts as he was grinding his cock into my ass. Oh. I was grinding into it and it felt so good. He bent down behind me. He was rubbing, massaging my ass cheeks. Oh, then he kissed each of them, kept rubbing them, and smelling me. He put his nose between my cheeks. And then he went back to massaging my cheeks, spreading my cheeks so you can see my little hole. Oh, he ran his thumb over my hole. My sensitive asshole. Oh, then he took his cock. He put it between my pussy lips. Oh. Oh, it's rubbing against my pussy, my clay. Oh. And then he slid inside me. Oh, fuck. It's so big. You're so big, baby boy. You're stretching me. Be a good boy for mommy. Be a good boy for mommy. Yeah. You're my good little boy. Yeah. You like mommy's dirty pussy, don't you? Yeah. Oh god, you're fucking me. Oh, you're fucking me. Oh. Oh my god. Oh, he's right inside me. That's so good. He started kissing my shoulders, my back. Then he started going faster again. Harder, harder. Oh, he was ramming me. And he pulled my hair. Oh, God. Oh, what a glare, God. Baby boy, be a good boy. Make mommy come. Yeah, make mommy come. You're gonna make me come. Oh, you. Fuck. Yeah, don't stop. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Please don't. Please stay inside. Don't pull out. Don't pull out. Oh, baby boy, don't pull out. He just repositions all. And he puts my one leg up onto the counter. Oh, fuck. And then he starts fucking me again. Really hard. My breasts are swinging and swinging. Oh, they're swinging. All swinging down into the sink. Oh, fuck. Yep. Fuck your dirty mommy's pussy. Yeah, you can make me come again. I want you to call me. Please come. Oh, baby, I love you. I love you, baby boy. You're such a good boy. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Out and he came all over my back. Oh, fuck. Oh. 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 Fuck, baby boy. Now get my hand out of the sink, okay?